Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, of course, Daniel Brigman. Still getting over this. I am detoxing like crazy. I took the opportunity kind of, you know, with this change of season. My body, I don't know, many people's probably feel the same way. I went from super warm to super cold, like in a day, and my body just snapped. And I think it's a detox time. So I'm just pounding the OxyLift and colloidal silver and all these things. And so now I just really feel like I'm detoxing. So if I sound a little gruff or more gruff than usual, that's what it is. I got a meme from my wife. I mentioned these Facebook memes that, I just love how powerful they are because they ask such a thought provoking question. And when you not argue, but when you're discussing ideas back and forth with people and people like to present their ideas and you present theirs, one of the most powerful tools is to ask a question or to state something simple or take it away from the argument. So the argument about our beginnings and whatever, let's take it away. Here's the meme. It says, when you look at a painting, nobody wonders if there's a painter. And that's such a powerful argument about creation, about what we were. I thought it was very good. Anyway, Frank Davis is going to be joining us soon from OptiVita, all his great products, the silver lozenges, which I have right now. I can't use this on air because then I'll sound like this, but I love these silver lozenges, among other things, the other products. Vitamin D, he calls nature's flu shot. We're going to learn why, and among other things. Randy Short, always provocative, always cutting edge in what's going on in politics. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. He's been in Georgia recently, and he's going to give us an update on that, among many other things, and who that Warnock really is in Georgia. Sounds like a Harry Potter character, doesn't it? Warnock or Warlock. Something, I don't know. Warthog. Yeah. What's that? Warthog and Ossoff, the other guy. I can't remember the other guy's name, but, there we go. We're going to do a few news stories with Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good to be here. Another great day in America.
Absolutely. Let's just start the stories you got. You got a big story right there for Bill Gates.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big story. PrincipleScience.com, December 5th, 2020. Bill Gates admits COVID vaccine changes DNA. Now doctors rebel.
Wow.
Anybody that takes that vaccine's got to be out of their mind. Bill Gates is a dangerous goblin creature. Allegedly.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel. so you didn't invite him for Thanksgiving.
No, I did not.
This goes on the heels of another story I mentioned yesterday about the former Pfizer head, and these two things are really important when you put them together, what you just said. Bill Gates has admitted that this vaccine changes DNA, and they're going to argue back and forth on the internet whether he did or didn't. They have a video basically saying that. I mean, other people are saying that.
Exactly.
Snopes is
right
saying that. Snopes is saying former Pfizer VP did not say the COVID vaccine causes female sterilization. Okay, this is the controversy right now. Big and not controversy. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Mike Yeadon, he spent over 30 years leading new medicine research in some of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies, leaving Pfizer in 2011 as vice president and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory. Okay, do you think he can maybe ask some intelligent questions about this, or at least, you know, most of them don't, but do you think he's in a position to? I would. He asked the question and brings up the point about the vaccine. Bill Gates says it changes your DNA. What he says is that it goes in the RNA and makes some of the proteins. It makes it so your body fights and attacks some of these certain proteins. Just so happens that these proteins are very similar or same than the proteins that go in the building blocks of placenta and women getting pregnant. He asked the question, so I guess Snopes is right. He did not say it would cause sterilization. What he said was, we need to research this and question this because it certainly is possible because you're causing your body to now fight the same protein that causes placentas to grow. So if your body is fighting the placenta to grow or the same protein, is the woman now sterile? If so, for how long?
Sounds like.
I mean, Kev, this is like the most important question about this vaccine I've heard yet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Gets right down to it. You know, is it going to make you sterile or isn't it not? And I think it's going to make women sterile.
Well, is it going to change your DNA? You know, we had Dr. Elena George on yesterday. And Frank can maybe comment. I hate to put guests on the spot, especially some, you don't understand. See, this is why we get censored on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. This is why our YouTube channels get canceled and we get strikes and we can't get, our subscribers go up and all of a sudden they top off and our posts we put out, they don't go anywhere. This is why, because we'll say this right here. Former head vice president and head of this department of Pfizer says that this vaccine is going to go into your RNA and cause your body to fight this certain protein. Happens to be the same protein that is the building block for placentas, one of the major ones, if not the major one. It would be logical, basically, is what he's saying. I'm concerned, he says, that this will cause sterilization in women. Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't you be concerned about that? He's asking a question. We need to do research on this. And Snopes and the internet and Google and Facebook and all these are playing these games so that you cannot even look at his question and make you think, oh, Snopes debunked that. Well, we're getting past that, hopefully. Hopefully we're getting past that.
I saw so many articles denouncing this. It was hard to find
the actual
story again. I had it, and then it was gone, you know? And it took me hours to regain it, you know? All you hear is Snopes, and then you hear it's a lie. Page after page after them denying that Bill Gates didn't say that. It's crazy what's happening on right now.
A couple of good stories on the election front. I guess if you want to find out what happened on election night, I guess it's good. Arizona, Georgia. New lawsuits. Michigan and Georgia just kicked out a lawsuit by Sidney Powell. The reason was, well, you should have done this earlier. When they put the lawsuits in earlier, they said, well, you don't have concrete evidence. You see how the game, it's a shell game. It's a three-card money. And yep. These state courts are so corrupt. If they don't want to hear your case, if they don't want to support you, they won't. Period. End of story.
Yeah, you have no standing.
Yeah, you have no standing to bring this. Yeah, and then you bring it later, evidence, whatever. You get the Dominion. No, you can't look at the Dominion software. Well, how are we supposed to verify our algorithm we have? Well, that's your problem. Basically, I mean, really, that's really what's going on.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke, these courts. You know, Sidney Powell doesn't live there, so you have no standing in the state. So you go.
They just go back and forth. It's insane. Anyway, the testing for the COVID vaccines is starting to fall apart, and people in Germany, there's a big case, lawyers are getting together because of the faultiness, the unreliability. I've said that it's not even half reliable. They say it's not even 10% reliable.
No, I know.
In Portugal and Germany, they're saying it's not even 10% reliable, and they have evidence, not their opinion, they have some evidence to prove this, and they're going to courts and suing that you cannot arrest somebody for lockdown based on the test. So what they're saying is, well, you pass this test, you have to be locked down. And so they're fining and arresting people.
Are you talking about the
tracing.
PCR test?
Yeah, the PCR test, and they're using the same one throughout the world. And the inventor of the PCR test already said this is not a good test for viruses. I can't say that enough. It is not supposed to be used for viruses. It is not supposed to be used for viruses. And so anyway, they're challenging the legality of this because the test, how can you lock somebody down if a test is 10% reliable? How can you gonna arrest them? Good question. I don't know. We'll talk more about it, I'm sure, with Frank. Biden health secretary. I don't know if there's going to be a Biden administration, but the senator or the one out of California, Attorney General Xavier Becerra, he's Attorney General. He's the one on the case about the Planned Parenthood where they had the video of them selling the body parts, did nothing, and then went after the people who made the video. Him and Kamala Harris did that. Well, he's the health administration, health secretary's appointment for Biden. He is for birth and abortion. He is for birth and abortion. You want to destroy America? Keep letting people like this get in. Keep letting this get proliferated. There's a curse on America because of how we treat abortion, and there's a curse in New York because they passed that 9-month. What? See, look what's happening to New York. Everybody's leaving. Their economy's in shambles. It's like a sandcastle that's all caving in. It will continue to. And I'm sick of these people. And everybody who stands up for this 9-month abortion crap, everybody, I rebuke them in the name of God. I rebuke them. I cancel them, and I cancel what everything they do and for those efforts, I cancel. And if there's any morality left in this country, which I believe there is, that they will see the truth and they will rise up and they will act and squish their efforts so that we may have at least some legitimacy and some morality back in this country. You're talking about killing babies being born. He's okay with it.
And
he wants
to be
parts.
That's the second half of the equation.
Minnesota residents' Christmas light displayed shameful for harmful impact to community in anonymous letter. The idea of here's a letter that somebody got that had just Christmas lights at their house. The idea of twinkling colorful lights are a reminder of divisions that continue to run through our society. I thought diversity was good, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that? A reminder of systemic biases against our neighbors who don't celebrate Christmas. So me putting up Christmas lights is a reminder of the bias against people who don't celebrate Christmas. Are you out of your cotton picking mind? What is wrong with these people? Obviously, this is probably a Muslim. And I know a lot of Muslims. They're not retarded like this. But this is retarded. This is what happens when you have immigrants who come to be Americans, or we have foreigners come to invade. This is the difference, because this is a foreigner, and we don't need foreigners. Anyway, who don't celebrate Christmas or who can't afford to put up lights of their own. It used to be in America where when somebody had a success or somebody did something great, we said how, wow, that is really neat. Now we say, oh, that's terrible because I can't do it.
Yep.
You can do a backflip. Don't ever do a backflip because you're making a Johnny here. He can't do a backflip. You're making Johnny feel bad. Don't ever do a backflip. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's the logic on this. I want to read a little more of this. I mean, it's just insane. We must do work of educating ourselves about the harmful impact an outward-facing display like yours can have. I'm about to throw this news. I don't know what to say. This person's a foreigner who wrote this. They're not an American. They're a disgrace. This is what diversity is. This is diversity. Mm-hmm. This is social justice. This is social equity. And I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, he certainly is not assimilated.
I'm going to put up an extra string of lights tonight after hearing this story. We got to get to Frank. Any story, any last story you have, Kev? Anything big on your mind over there?
Good. Unless you want, U.S. Supreme Court moves up deadline in congressman's bid to upend PA election results.
It seems like the Supreme Court.
They got to 9 a.m. to put in their brief in Pennsylvania, or Mike Kelly's going to be able to get his injunction through.
So they're going to, so the Supreme Court's probably going to get involved here. And another big story, Texas is actually suing, it's Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, because the way they changed the rules outside of the state law, and it's now affecting all the electors. So now Texas is jumping on. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Because it's unconstitutionally what they did.
It's against the law.
Last story. It's definitely going to be heard by the Supreme Court.
I think Trump's going to win. Last story on a pretty cool note. The Christmas star. Some people believe it's Jupiter and Saturn coming together to create a star. Be that as it may, I don't know or don't know that. It's 12:26. Jupiter and Saturn are going to be closer than they ever have been in 800 years. And on the winter solstice, and that's the first time in, I don't know how many years since then, that these conjunction, you're going to be able to see, and Jupiter and Saturn will look like one planet, and they'll be so bright, it'll be like the brightest thing in the sky, is the general gist of it I'm getting. So it's kind of cool this year, 2020.
That's real cool.
Yes. So check for that on the winter solstice. The winter solstice. Say that fast three times while you're decongesting. Winter solstice. Thank Kev. Good news. We're going to get to Frank, and then we got the Randy coming later. Frank Davis is a health advocate, like so many of the great guests we have on. He has a passion for health, a passion for excellence and excellence ingredients. I've said so many times, I've talked to so many people, Oh yeah, I take vitamin D. Well, what do you take? Well, I take, you know, XYZ from I get at Walmart, and I just want to shake my head. Supplements work if you get good sources. If you get bad sources, most of the time you're better off not taking anything. Nobody knows this better than Frank from OptiVita. Frank Davis, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be here.
Yes, thank you for waiting. You're very patient. Is there any, I don't want to put you on the spot, but any of those vaccine stories or any, I don't know, do you want to comment on any of them?
You know, I'm not a believer in vaccine, basically. You know, you could call me an anti-vaxxer, but it's not so much an anti-vaxxer. I believe wholeheartedly the by far and away the best defense you have against any pathogen is a healthy immune system. And the problem is we are so immune deficient based on our diet, based on our lifestyles, etc., that our body doesn't stand a fighting chance. So we have to do something artificial to try and replace what our body was designed to do. And, you know, so it's not so much I am anti-vax, although I do believe there's significant downsides, potential downsides. There's a certain percentage of the population that it will certainly negatively affect. And, you know, the problem is, too, that the vaccine companies, you know, are immune from any litigation. So, you know, they have a free ride. So anyway, that's all I'll say right now. I'm just a total proponent of giving your body the right nutrients for a healthy immune system and let your body do what it was designed to do.
Let me ask you one last question about that. I appreciate your perspective. Again, if you don't want to answer it, I completely understand. This is the first RNA vaccine, if I'm not mistaken, that is on the market, and it's coming in with marginal testing at best, from what I can tell, despite what they say. It's going in and affecting the RNA. You're hearing questions. I don't know. I think you heard the story about the possible sterilization because of the protein in the
Correct.
Placenta. I mean, you're a much better expert on this than me. I mean, just the fact that you're talking about the very first RNA, it's going in and affecting RNA, DNA. That Bill Gates, that makes me, why would I ever want to play around with it? It's like a Russian roulette. Am I wrong?
You're 100% right. I mean, that what's coming out, I think, is the scariest scenario we've ever faced with a potential vaccine in terms of short-term, but primarily long-term side effects that could be very detrimental.
Well,
I'm scared to death of this one.
I'm not scared of it. I'm not getting it. I won't.
I'm not. I'm scared to death for those that get it. I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Good point. You know, on this show, we don't want to just complain and raise the banner of a disaster or potential disaster. We want to have solutions, and you've been solution oriented. What you've done and your products. What got you to become such a great health advocate and such a great researcher?
Well, primarily my own health. I might have shared a story, but I had every childhood disease known to man. I ended up with mononucleosis twice, hepatitis twice, pneumonia twice, and then chronic fatigue syndrome, and all of those things drove me to I find a solution. And I, long story short, and this was a result of a symposium I went to with put on by universities across the country entitled Foods as a Medicine. And it was an aha moment to me. I walked away from there realizing that it really was our diet and foods that held the answer for disease prevention and curing. And that's what these PhDs presented. They showed that there was more research in the last 5 years at that time than the prior 200 years, linking every known illness, every known disease to some form of dietary deficiency. And that's what I did. But also knowing, the challenge to, and I think you mentioned this, a guessing game, a Russian roulette, so to speak, is even in our food system, because of our modern farming techniques, the lack of mulching, the lack of rotation, the use of herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, that, and the length of time from harvest to market, that the nutrients that used to be in our foods are just not there. And so my whole thing was, well, how do I know I'm getting these phytonutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, all these disease-fighting components out of my food if it's not in the food now? And so that's what led me to basically develop and the products that I did, so that I knew I was getting them in a concentrated form, and I knew exactly what was in there, and I knew exactly the nutrients that we're getting. So I took away the guessing game, so to speak. And I'll give you an example, since we've been talking vaccines and giving our body the right thing. There are several research studies showing that vitamin D is significantly more effective than a flu vaccine. I call it nature's flu vaccine because the interesting thing is there's recent studies now relating to COVID-19, and I'll read a couple of them, but
we got about 30 seconds. You got about 30 seconds so that we can finish on the other side. So just go ahead.
Well, you know, the bottom line is that, almost without exception, as much as 99% of those that they've discovered, I mean, with COVID, had way low levels of vitamin D. And they're associating the deaths and the complications with COVID-19 very much into a lack of blood serum level of vitamin D.
Whoa. And there's the music.
You know,
that's such a good point. We'll end on that right there. And on the other side, we'll get into this more. And maybe what's a couple things that he's learned about our diet, foods, whatever, that we need to be aware of. Frank Davis, you're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
I just got a text by somebody listening that it says, not anti-vax, I'm pro-choice. Don't need mass liberal scientists to quote-unquote protect me. I love that. You're not anti-vax, Frank. You're pro-choice. So I thought that was fantastic. ThePowerMall.com, of course, is the great place that supports what we're doing. Shortwave, radio, what have you, this microphone, the whole thing, it costs money. And this is the fuel that we put in the truck that runs down the highway of independent media, independent thought. So thank you so much for your support. All the great silver products, we're going to get into them from OptiVita and more. I love the silver lozenges, of course, the silver gel, the colloidal silver, the super krill oil, vitamin D, vitamin C, all fantastic products. We have the best sources, the best people with the best products out there. These are things that you can rely on. Buy from the good guys, as Joyce always says. That's why you buy from good guys. So it works. So you get the results that you need. This is all on sale over at the Power Mall. Check that out. Of course, the quercetin. I really need to check this quercetin out. Kev, did you get, you got a bottle of quercetin or do you got a few bottles of these?
I got four bottles.
All right. Well, I need to get
right
one
away.
Of them. I need one of them.
Yeah,
bring me over one of them, and I'll get Catherine to replace it because I need to try this because I'm very I can't even remember what I was reading about the quercetin and
well,
detoxing.
Well, it supposedly makes the zinc work five to ten times better. And the question I have for him, you know, that healthy balance that I take too, I was wondering if it does the same thing for, you know, everything in the healthy balance.
The Mother Earth minerals.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll say Dr. Gripson, you know, will talk about that.
Yeah, next time we talk to the doc, I'd love to hear that answer.
His take on that. Strauss Bladder Support is now available. Of course, the most profound products we have ever sold in 20 plus years. The most life-changing products is the Heart Drops. New listener that's been listening for a while. Bob, my big friend Bob, I got him on this, and his wife just went to the doctor. She's been on it 2 months, and her cholesterol went down over 10%. From, you know, no other reason, nothing's different except that. And they're so excited, and telling people, now getting other people on it. The Heart Drops change lives. The heart, the other products, the kidney support, the cardio health, the bladder support, the prostate support, all these, there is no other herbal formulas I have ever seen in my whole entire life as profound and as good and as powerful. Like Wayne always says, this is herbal medicine. This isn't just herbs that you get at, you know, some the herbal store or whatever. This is herbal medicine. And thousands and thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands of people will attest to that. Check all these out and more at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com, as Jay likes to say. Thepowermall.com. Getting back to our guest, Frank from OptiVita, Frank Davis. Some of your... Now I lost track of where we left off from the other side.
We were talking about vitamin D, basically.
Okay, vitamin D. Well, you said it's better than the flu shot. Well, probably me banging my head against the wall is probably better for me than a flu shot. But that's another story. Go ahead. Vitamin D, why is this so important? What have you learned about it?
Well, let me, I mean, even our friend Dr. Fauci, when they asked him, what does he do to boost his immune system? He says he takes vitamin D and vitamin C. Here's the problem, though. Most vitamin D, as well as vitamin C, on the market are synthetic isolates. Vitamin C is produced out of genetically modified corn syrup with hydrochloric acid. Does that sound like it's going to do the body good? I don't think so. So it's called ascorbic acid. The vitamin D is usually synthesized from lamb's wool. So really, I'm going to use an analogy. If you have a light bulb in your house, that light bulb does zero good unless it's put into a socket. And then when it's in the socket, it does zero good as far as providing benefit unless you flip the switch on. That's a lot like our body is with vitamin D. The problem is only about 50% of the vitamin D that you take in, your body actually utilizes or tries to utilize. In other words, it gets in, but it requires the mineral, a magnesium, for to activate it, like turn the switch on. So most vitamin D that we're taking in that synthetic form, one, is not bioavailable. The body can't really absorb it. It might get into the socket, but it never, you know, part of it. But it never is activated. Our vitamin D is combined with enzymes and probiotics that enable that, and it's a whole food, so your body recognizes, knows what to do with it. It's just organic button mushroom. And so your body recognizes, absorbs it, utilizes it, and then it's bound with magnesium that actually activates that in your system. And those things are critical for you to get the benefit. And what you need to do is raise your blood serum level of your vitamin D, ideally above 50 nanograms per milliliter. Most people are way under 20 nanograms per milliliter, and that's why they're saying they actually tie that in with the cold and flu season, because during the months from November through March, above the 40th parallel, which is from Atlanta to L.A., your body does not synthesize sunlight into vitamin D. So we are deficient, especially during those periods of time. And you need to take it in. And so they're really tying the cold and flu season or the spread of those viruses to the lack of vitamin D serum level in your body. And there are just multiple studies right now linking that. They did a study in Japan with school children, and it was a 10-to-1 ratio in terms of the benefit against flu on the vitamin D taking it versus a flu shot. So there.
What do you mean? Whoa! Pause right there. It's 10-to-1 meaning effectiveness.
Meaning like,
what do you mean?
10 times more effective in preventing the flu on the kids that they, on this randomized study that they did, and they divided them up, certain percentage of, you know, 50% took the flu shot, 50% they put them on a protocol of higher doses of vitamin D. The vitamin D group were 10 times more protected, or there, you know, there were 10 times
yes.
more, let's say, incidence of flu on the flu vaccine than there were the ones that took the
Wow.
The vitamin D protocol.
Let me ask you something about Japan. Before I forget and go way past this, it's been a while since I've researched this, and even going back on the internet now, there's so many things are hard to find. Maybe you know something about this since you just mentioned Japan. I had done some research, I don't even remember when, that at one point it was the law, quote unquote, then Japan, that children had to get the flu vaccine. And some parents sued, and because some children had adverse reactions, I think one or two of them died or what have you, but a lot of adverse reactions, blah, 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 blah. The government position was that, well, it's for the greater good. It's helping people. We still need to make them take this or make everybody take it. In the lawsuit, it was presented that, or it came up, that there was no concrete evidence that the flu shot did any good. And so these children actually ended up winning their lawsuit, or the parents of the children, because the bottom line, the judge said, there is no evidence that this flu shot actually does what it's purported to do. Do you know anything about that? I mean, it's almost like disappeared from the internet now.
Actually I don't. I think the information is probably accurate that you got.
Okay. Well, I just had to ask. Since you brought up Japan, I thought maybe, you know, I'm looking for somebody. I mean, it like disappeared. And I think it, you know, as it went up to higher courts or whatever, they may have reversed it or changed it or whatever. I can't even get a concrete answer on this. And this was a long time ago. And it just bothered. Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack you. I've just been puzzled about that for a while. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, just a recent study in Indonesia, a study of 780 COVID-19 patients found that 99% of the patients who died had a vitamin D level lower than the 20 nanograms.
That is so important. Oh, my gosh. That is such a critical.
Yeah, but then significantly, of the patients with vitamin D levels higher than 30 nanograms, only 4% died. 99% versus 4? Well, this is what they're finding, is that those that are hospitalized, those that are dying, are woefully deficient in their vitamin D levels. And so they're besides the preventative, it significantly minimizes the effect of the COVID, including hospitalization and or death.
How many IUs should you take a day of that vitamin D, especially right now, like if you're trying to prevent?
Well, ideally, what somebody should do is actually get their blood serum level tested, what it is. And then I take 4,000 to 5,000 IUs a day during the wintertime, especially. And again, here's the difference. Because ours, vitamin D is a whole food, and it has the enzymes and probiotics, and then is activated in your body by the magnesium that is also added to our vitamin D. I had an individual that wrote us a letter, a testimonial that said he had gone into his doctor. The doctor, put him on a protocol, basically tested his vitamin D level, said you're woefully low. And he started on our vitamin D, went back literally in 30 days, and he had such a significant increase in his blood serum level of his vitamin D, his doctor asked him what he was taking and what kind of vitamin D. He said, I've never seen that type of an increase in that short a period of time. What is it? And he asked him if he could buy it from him, and he turned the doctor on to us to buy his vitamin D just because of what he saw. So I would take those, whatever level. Ideally, you want to shoot for a 50 nanograms per milliliter as a healthy level. And then,
well, do you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Sherry Rogers. She comes on quite often, and she even goes even further and says, no, you want to be 80. You want to be 80 nanograms.
That's exactly where I was going to say. The optimal is 80. I'm just saying, above 50, you're getting,
at least you can function.
Yeah, you're getting some real help. you know, but the old standard was 20, and it's woefully deficient.
She used to say, yeah, they tested that on sick people. That'll keep rickets away. That's about it. That's what she said.
Yep, that's it. That's exactly it.
She says about 10,000 IUs a day, especially if you're trying to build up. That's what she claimed. But, you know, I don't know if she's looked at your – we're going to have to get her to look at your product because if yours is more bioavailable.
That's all I'm saying is that you have to take a lot of D3. D3 is candidly synthesized from lamb's wool. It's missing your body. Most people are deficient in magnesium. It's not going to activate it in your body. It doesn't have the ability to be properly absorbed and utilized. That's why it's so critical, and why we do what we do is in a whole food form with the enzymes and probiotics and the magnesium, so that you're just getting 10 times, you know, some people could take 20,000 IUs a day and versus 3,000 of ours a day, and you'll see a much faster
absorption rate,
increase in your levels of your blood serum level.
We're running out of a little bit of time here. We got a lot more to discuss. Let me just quickly ask you, last time you were on, obviously there's a lot going on legally with the colloidal silver and some of the things, you know, going on with Jim Baker and what have you, and DAs in different states and all kind of nonsense. Very concerning. Where are you with all that? Is any of this coming on you? Where are we now?
No, the sad part, and I don't know if I shared this, but the interesting thing, this exact silver was tested in the Department of Homeland Security in their laboratory in Texas, and the director of that laboratory wrote to Tom Ridge, and this is in the congressional records, and said, we tested a antimicrobial agent produced in Utah that we put it under rigorous testing and found it was effective in killing the SARS virus, killing bubonic plague, H1N1, I can't remember what else. And he said, we highly recommend that the Department of Homeland Security stockpile this product in the event of a future pandemic and or bioterrorism. So the government themselves have tested and validated the effectiveness of this silver liquid. And yet, because of the fake news and everything else and calling it what it wasn't, you know, it got a lot of bad press, but it's this, you know, this form of silver, it has 50 patents on it. It's the safest, most effective antimicrobial agent you can take. You know, but right now, you know, I never received any problem, you know.
Well, I'm sure when push comes to shove. Well, like so many of these things. See, this is it. I can't tell you how many people have talked about our judicial system, and they say, oh, well, you know, it works if you just. No, this is how they destroy people's lives. They'll go in and they don't care. What does the DA care? It cost them nothing. There is nothing on the line. This was a DA in another state sends a letter to somebody and puts them on edge and puts them, gets all them legally out of sort, makes them want to not even talk about it anymore and puts them against the wall. And how are they supposed to fight? How can you fight the DA if they just in perpetuity? Even if you win, they'll just, we'll appeal to the next thing. We'll appeal to the next. What do they care? It is a tool to destroy innovation and destroy health and to do big farmers' work so often. This is such a key point. That's why we have, Frank's the silver. That's why we have people like Frank on. Anyway, we got about 10, not even 8 minutes. We haven't talked about the vitamin C. Let's talk about the vitamin C.
Okay. Well, again, the vitamin C, which, hold on a second.
I didn't mean to throw you off there ranting about the DA, but I'm so sick of the way they act, and I'm on a crusade, I guess, to get people to open their eyes and understand these people are not legitimate. These people, you're seeing it in these cases. Well, they just threw out Sidney Powell's case. I guess she didn't have anything. No, they threw it out because they said, well, it's too late. You should have done it earlier. When she had a case earlier, they said, oh, well, you don't have standing or you need more information. Yeah. And then they said, well, let us get the machine so we can look at it. No, you can't. You don't have standing. You see, it's a shell game. That's the way they do. Anyway, I'm sorry. Take a deep breath, Frank. No, you're the man. Go ahead. Vitamin C.
Well, vitamin C, you know, I think everybody probably recognizes and knows that that's an essential vitamin for the body. And it's one of the few vitamins your body can't produce. You have to take it in. The problem is, again, 99.9% of all vitamin C on the market, whether it's in a capsule or whatever it's in, or whether it's added to food as a fortified, it's produced in China. It's called ascorbic acid or some form of ascorbate. It is genetically modified sugar, corn syrup, processed with hydrochloric acid. You know, all vitamins in nature are a compound, a complex. Vitamin C in nature comprises of rutein, bioflavonoids, JK factor, vitamin P. The ascorbic acid is part of the nature vitamin C, but it is just the outer protective shell protecting the you know, an antioxidant. So what chemicals or pharmaceutical industry has tried to replicate it, but you know, studies in university studies have shown when you take vitamin C in the form of ascorbic acid, it actually creates genotoxins that mutate the DNA. It is not It is not beneficial. Whereas vitamin C, what we have is a pure organic acerola cherry. Acerola cherry has 100 times more whole food vitamin C than an orange or a lemon. And then the difference is we have a proprietary drying process where we have tested this, that after we can reduce that cherry to a powder, there is zero loss of any of the vitamin C, which is the most volatile of all vitamins. Any other form in a whole food form that is reduced to a powder, whether it be freeze-dried, drum-dried, spray-dried, whatever, you'll lose up to 80% of that vitamin C in the drying process. And that's why, you know, it is just so important to get vitamin C the way God created it, in a food form that has all of the cofactors there that enables your body to utilize it and to benefit from it. Otherwise, you know, the pharmaceutical industry has created a novel way of taking a chemical isolate and calling it vitamin C, and I think, personally, I think that's a crime.
Let me ask
it,
you.
It is not a vitamin.
I've said this so many times. Obviously, that's kind of necessity is the mother of invention. I've had a lot of health problems in my life. And so I know what it means to be sick. And so the more I learn about this, it's like at some point you look back on all the pain and the things that you did and the way you suffered, and you get a little bitter. You get angry. So I almost get indignant about all this. When you see somebody like, yeah, I take vitamins. I got my, you know, I don't want a name to say, but you know, some XYZ vitamin from Walmart. Yeah, I have that. I'm covered. Did you cringe or what goes through your mind?
Oh, there's no question. I'm going to challenge you and your readers to just do three things. Look on whatever you're taking as a vitamin supplement, or look on your cold cereal, look on your breads, and just look at what's on the label. If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. if it sounds like a chemical, it is. But three things.
Whoa.
Let's go your vitamin B6. Almost without exception, you'll see that in most things. B6. And in parentheses, it will almost without exclusion say pyridoxine hydrochloride. Well, what the heck is that? What food is that? Well, I can tell you, it is petroleum esters blended with hydrochloric acid and processed with formaldehyde. Now,
that doesn't sound good.
How can it, you know, rationally thinking, how does a dead carcinogenic chemical benefit a live organism like the body? It's impossible. Then take B6 or B12. You look at any vitamin label, look on your breads, look on your cereals, and see if it doesn't say B12 cyanocobalamin. We'll take a wild guess what the cyano is.
Cyanide.
Again, And you know, though, that is almost without exception what everything that is fortified in our foods, that's put in our vitamins, that they are dead carcinogenic chemicals produced in laboratories. They're chemical isolates. They cannot deliver. They are not vitamins. But between the complicity of the pharmaceutical industry and the government, they've been able to call those chemical isolates vitamins, and that's what people are taking. And the only thing that is remotely similar to them is they are like a mirror image in the molecular structure. But your body recognizes it's synthetic, it's toxic, and the first thing that happens when people are taking like these B vitamins or whatever in a synthetic form, they'll notice their urine will turn bright yellow. It's your body's first attempt to get rid of it. If you take it in a whole food form, you'll never see that in your urine.
Wow, we got about a minute. Can you stay just like 5 minutes into the next hour? Because I generally wanted to ask you, you know, just a couple.
Sure.
Or let me just try to get it now. Seasonal depression. I didn't ask you about when it comes to vitamin D. Obviously, in the winter. Well, there's the music. We'll talk about it on the other side. I want to ask you about that and any final thoughts you have for people, and then we'll get Randy Short on. If you can just hang tight. Great interview. Wow, Frank.
Sure.
You're on fire, buddy. We'll talk to you in just a second.
Well, I'm a little passionate about what I do.
Well, that's because you had health problems. That's what I'm trying to tell. Once you've been sick, it means more to you. Anyway, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.